Pediatric G6PD Deficiency by All-Star Medics. Lesson Objectives. Learners should understand the genetic basis of G6PD deficiency, identify hemolysis triggers, recognize clinical features, order relevant investigations, manage acute episodes supportively and pharmacologically, and provide preventative advice. Description. G6PD deficiency is an X-linked recessive disorder in which red blood cells lack the protective enzyme G6PD. While most children remain asymptomatic, oxidative stress from infections, drugs like sulfonamides, chloroquine, proguanil, or foods such as fava beans can trigger acute hemolysis. Clinical features. During hemolytic episodes, children may present with sudden pallor, jaundice, and dark cola-colored urine. Additional signs may include fatigue, lethargy, tachycardia, and sometimes mild splenomegaly. Investigations. Diagnosis relies on a full blood count and reticulocyte count showing anemia and reticulocytosis. A peripheral smear may show normocytic, normochromic cells, spherocytes, BITE cells, and Heinz bodies. The Hams test can be positive during acute hemolysis. Serum LDH is elevated, heptoglobin is decreased, bilirubin rises, and urinalysis may show hematuria. G6PD enzyme assay confirms the diagnosis. Supportive management. Avoid known triggers. Maintain adequate hydration to reduce kidney injury risk. Monitor hemoglobin, vital signs, urine output, and overall clinical status. Severe anemia is managed by transfusion of 10 milliliters per kilogram of packed red blood cells over 8 hours. Pharmacological management. Folic acid, 5 mg orally once daily for 1 month, supports recovery by stimulating red blood cell production. Summary. G6PD deficiency requires early recognition of triggers and supportive care during hemolysis. Avoidance of oxidative stress, careful monitoring, transfusion when necessary, and folic acid supplementation are the cornerstones of management.